Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories. Max, why is your locker dripping?
That is an excellent question, Molly. Also, ew.
Double ew.
Okay, here goes.
Whoa, watch out!
Okay, any ideas how a giant hunk of ice got in my locker?
I have a pretty good idea.
Brad?
Before all this started, I'd say yes, but now I'm not so sure.
Ooh, Aunt Murgatroyd?
Bingo!
What makes you think it was her?
Well, for one thing, there's a soggy piece of paper with some clues on it.
Oh, duh. To endure, you must square all things up. You'll know when it's time to make a racket.
Enter through the grocer's walk-in, but be sure to bring a jacket. P.S. Seriously, jacket, scarf, mittens, hat. It's going to be seriously cold. P.P.S. Seriously.
Do you think she's serious?
Sounded pretty serious to me. Hey, wait a second. Didn't we once meet a problem solver who works in the supermarket freezer section?
Oh, yeah. Back when we first found out that ice cream had been uninvented, he was a little weird, but cool. Because he was in the freezer.
Funny. Sounds like we're gonna need his help. We're supposed to time travel, but we still don't have our machine. The note says, enter through the grocer's walk-in.
Oh, well. I guess I'll be missing another soccer practice.
And I'll be skipping band and cross-country? Who knew time travel would be so time-consuming?
What do we do about this block of ice?
It looks like there's something frozen inside. We'd better take it with us.
And just wait for it to melt?
Or we could thaw it out at your house with a hairdryer. Besides, we need some cold weather gear. I'll meet you back at your house.
What? No, wait a minute. Molly, how do I get this ice home?
Stick it in your backpack.
Oh man, it's gonna leak all over my Fortnite stickers.
Put the stickers in your locker.
My locker's soaked too. Plus, this ice barely fits.
Don't worry, I'll hold on to your stickers. And the ice will shrink as it melts. Water is the only non-metallic substance that expands when it freezes, due to forming a hexagonal crystalline structure.
Wow. Come for math, stay for science. Wait, did you say hexagonal? As in six-sided crystals?
I sure did. Water expands by around 9%. So if, say, you have an ice chunk that's about 100 cubic inches, you would multiply 100 by 0.09, or 9%, to get 9. Then you would subtract 9 from 100 to give you 91 cubic inches. That's what it would shrink down to. This chunk of ice looks to be about 250 cubic inches, so 250 times 0.09 is 22.5.
And 250 minus 22.5 equals 227.5.
Right. That's how many cubic inches it'll shrink down to. Cool, right?
Yes. Ice cold.
Oh, stop it. Don't be so dramatic. Just stuff it in there.
Ah! Cold, wet, cold, wet, cold, wet. In retrospect, I should have done this in the sink. Or the bathtub.
Yeah, this puddle on the floor is spreading into the hall. Do you have more towels?
Try that closet. I know, Rufus. Don't tell Mom. I got it! Almost there! And it's beans? A can of beans. My locker, backpack, and house got soaked for a can of beans?
South Pole baked beans, 76948. And then it says, expires 1 hour after reading. Well, I'm not sure what that means, but we've set out with more cryptic clues than this.
Yes, Rufus, you can come. Should we wrangle up Brad and Katrina?
According to the note, the clock is ticking. Expires 1 hour after reading? I think we'd better take care of this one ourselves.
All right, it's the OG crew. To the supermarket!
Don't you want your gloves, scarf, hat?
Don't be so dramatic. How cold does the freezer aisle get? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
No answer in frozen veggies, raviolis, or TV dinners. Maybe pizza bites? Hello?
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 Thank goodness you're here.
Of course I'm here. Freezer section isn't gonna stock itself.
We've got a problem we need to solve.
We all do, my friend. That's life.
Max means we've got a problem solver's problem to solve. A riddle from Aunt Murgatroyd.
Oh, why didn't you say so in the first place? Come on in.
Just like climb through?
Trust me, these pizzas have already been through a lot worse.
So, we have these beans.
And this soggy note.
Oh, Endure. South Pole. You know where you're going, right?
The South Pole?
Uh-huh. And what's at the South Pole?
Antarctica?
That's right.
Of course. I can't believe I didn't put it together earlier. Ernest Shackleton made many expeditions to the Antarctic, but his most famous, by far, was aboard the British ship HMS Endurance.
I hope you brought a winter jacket, hat, and gloves, my dude.
Ugh, I thought it was just for the frozen food section.
Aunt Murgatroyd said seriously, Max. Seriously.
That's okay, little buddy. You can borrow mine. Here, catch.
How are we supposed to get there?
That's easy. I have a time tunnel that you can take express to Antarctica, October 27, 1915. There's just one little problem.
Besides this jacket being three sizes too big for me?
The door to the tunnel is locked. There's a code on the door, but it changes all the time.
Looks like the code combo requires 5 two-digit numbers.
Wait, the bean can.
No luck, Molly. The bean can only has 5 one-digit numbers. 76948.
But the note says you must square all things up.
Oh, pretty tricky, Auntie M. I see where she's going with this.
Where is she going with this?
We need to square each of these numbers. To square a number, you multiply it by itself. Take 7. 7 squared is the same as saying 7 times 7. And 7 times 7 is...
49?
Yes. Then 6 squared, 36. 9 squared, 81. 4 squared...
16! 8 squared, 64!
49, 36, 81, 16, 64.
Hike!
Whoa! It is way colder in there than it is in here.
Are you coming with us?
I would, but you've got my jacket. Besides, I've got 2 boxes of tortellini to stock. Don't worry, I'll leave the light on for you. And the door open. Then a crack.
Come on, Max. You too, Rufus.
I hope Rufus doesn't turn into a popsicle. Later, Freezer Man.
Say hey to the penguins for me, little dude.
Whoa! I can't believe we're on the HMS Endurance, sailing the icy seas of Antarctica.
But are we sailing? Feels more like we're not moving, except up and down. I think I may puke-sickle.
Hang in there, Molly. Oh, look! There's Shackleton!
Is that a huge, toothy monster behind him?
It's a leopard seal! Easy, Rufus. He's a lot bigger than you are. We've got to warn him. Shackleton, look out behind you!
Look out! There's a giant, toothy seal!
She ain't going anywhere, boys. It's time to abandon ship. You too, pal. Safe travels.
There was a giant, 1,000-pound leopard seal right behind you.
Yeah, we call him Murray. But good looking out, travelers. It's dangerous out here. Our ship's been trapped in ice for 7 months or more. Nowhere to go. We're frozen in place. As one of our surgeons, Alexander Macklin, said, what the ice gets, the ice keeps.
There goes the Endurance.
I thought she'd go down quietly, but she sure did make a racket. It sure is good to see some new faces. Well, I'm glad the crew is all still accounted for. We're starting to get a bit sick of each other.
We're problem solvers. My Aunt Murgatroyd sent us.
But I'm not sure we can solve this problem, but we'll do the best we can.
I'm not sure if this will help, but we have a can of beans.
South Pole beans?
The South Pole? Why, that's PS reversed. May I see it?
Sure. Should we open it? After all, she said it's going to expire in about a half an hour.
Every idea is a worthy idea, especially in this predicament. Oh, what do you know? No beans.
But there's another note.
How did she even get that in there? What does it say?
Stay earnest and endure. It all might go your way. Chill and flow as the ice goes, though this could take many a days. P.S. Seriously, this is going to take a long, long time. Seriously.
And when Aunt Murgatroyd says seriously, she means seriously. I'm learning the hard way. Easy for you to say, Rufus. You've got your own fur coat.
Well, even just a little hopeful message gives me optimism in times like these.
Well, I have confidence in you and your crew.
Say!
We'll have to walk and haul the lifeboats. I'm indeed hoping that going with the flow goes our way.
That's funny. Aunt Murgatroyd doesn't seem like the go-with-the-flow type. She seems like someone who will go against the flow if she thinks she's right.
Well, that's because in this case, she doesn't mean flow, F-L-O-W. She means a flow, F-L-O-E, which is a sheet of floating ice.
Oh.
Flows are common in the Arctic and Antarctic and can range in size from as small as a football field to...
Wait, a football field is small?
To as large as 6 miles across.
Oh, yeah, 6 miles is a lot bigger than 100 yards.
We just need one large enough for 28 people to camp on. But here's something else we'll need. We need to know how much weight each person should pack. We should leave everything behind except our most important provisions.
Aha! Now that is something we can help with.
Okay, there are 28 crew members, including myself. We'll each need about 35 pounds of provisions. However, we're not all equally strong. Plus, we're different sizes. We should carry the amount appropriate to our size.
The total weight you intend to carry is 35 pounds times 28 people. So 35 times 28 is...
980 pounds.
Thank you, Molly. I'm more of a history guy.
Oh, I see.
Wow. 980 pounds is a lot of weight. But I guess it wouldn't be so bad when you divide it up. Question for you, Mr. Shackleton.
Sir Shackleton. He's been knighted.
Sorry, Sir Shackleton. Do you know the weights of each crew member?
I have the medical records. We try to keep everyone healthy.
Okay, if you add up everyone's weight, the total is... 4,730. Now, I think if we divide the total amount you need to carry by the total weight of the crew, We'll know pound for pound how much each person should carry.
I'm using a calculator for this one. 980 divided by 4,730 equals 0.207. Sir Shackleton, how much do you weigh?
12.5 stone.
I got this one, Molly. Although I'll probably need your help to convert it. A stone is part of the avoirdupois measuring system, and one stone is equal to 14 pounds. So, 14 stone is...
175 pounds. So using our formula and a calculator, 0.207 times 175 equals 36.25 pounds, which means you carry 36.25 pounds.
Or just over 2.5 stone.
Ooh, good job, Max. A bigger crew member who weighs 210 pounds would carry 43.47 pounds, while a smaller crew member weighing 130 pounds would need to carry 26.91 pounds.
That's an equitable way of sharing the load over many days.
About 303 days, to be exact.
What's that?
Don't worry, you're all going to make it.
You seem very certain. I appreciate your optimism in the face of unknown danger. For solving our weight-carrying problem and giving me such hope, may I present you with this radio-looking thing?
Our time machine!
Shh! What an interesting-looking device. What does it do?
Beats me. I found it aboard the ship not too long ago. One of the crew members must have snuck it aboard.
Trolls!
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they were responsible for getting the Endurance stuck in the ice. Nothing says troublemaking like making a ship unable to sail.
Anyway, this device doesn't seem to have any practical use that I'm aware of, and we can only take the essentials on our journey across the ice. I do hope you'll find some use for it.
I'm sure we can think of something.
I'm sure you will too. Two smart kids like you. Anyway, bye now.
Bye! Good luck! Stay warm!
Watch out for toothy seals! Max, how did our time machine get here and where are the trolls now?
Don't know, don't care. I just feel bad. If Shackleton only knew what this machine did, he could have saved him and his crew a lot of trouble and freezing days and nights.
True, but who knows how that could have rippled through time. It's better this way.
And speaking of better, let's get back home. I'm freezing!
It's good to have our time machine back. Back to the future, Max! This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Adam Tex Davis, and Jonathan Regeer. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agarainish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.